In the Mood for Love is the latest feature from Hong Kong filmmaker Wong Kar-wai, who first captivated American art house audiences with Chungking Express. His new film is the story of a fledgling relationship between a man and a woman whose spouses are having an affair with one another. Film critic Henry Sheehan says the film's haunting beauty and exquisite sense of detail turn a small, intimate tale into a moving, if odd, romance.
Wong Kar-wai was 32 back in 1988 when he made his first feature as Tears Go By, and his star, Maggie Cheung, was 24. Those aren't bad ages to fall in love, and that's what the two seem to have done. Not in the conventional sense. They're married to other people and have never been linked as lovers. But In the Mood for Love, Wong's latest film, marks the fourth time the two have worked together, and you only have to see Wong's highly charged images of Cheung to know there's an erotic current between them, even if it flows only through a camera lens. That knowledge gives an added spark to their new venture because it, too, is about an odd kind of love. The movie is set in Hong Kong in 1962, a time when the colony was particularly crowded and middle-class couples had to scrounge for living space. Cheung's character, Mrs. Chan, takes a room along with her husband in an apartment on the same day that a Mr. and Mrs. Chow are renting their own bedroom in the flat next door. Chan settles in pretty quickly, but not nearly so quickly as her husband. Mr. Chan, it soon turns out, has started an affair with his new neighbor, Mrs. Chow. Chan's husband uses his many business trips to Japan to disguise his wandering ways, a tactic that only temporarily fools his wife. But she, in turn, is clearly aghast at the thought of being exposed as an abandoned wife while she lives in such a crowded environment. We don't watch these developments unfold strictly through Chan's eyes. The movie is just as interested in Mr. Chow, the husband of the adulterous wife. Chow is played by another Hong Kong star, Tony Leung, who is perhaps most famous as the bad guy in John Woo's Hard Boiled, but who also played a lovelorn cop in Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express. So how do two secretive people reveal their problems to one another? The quick route would be through open melodramatic declamation. But Wong takes a more difficult, but ultimately more rewarding and exquisitely beautiful way. Working with his regular cameraman, Christopher Doyle, Wong has shot In the Mood for Love in lustrously dark, rich shades of color. Keeping with the settings and the emotional temperature, the compositions are narrow and cramped. But the dynamic is expansive and explosive, the emotions of the characters pushing out rather than the outside world crowding in. In such an electrified atmosphere, every glance, every touch, every stifled word stands out from the humdrum routine. Chan and Chow become as sensitized towards it as we do, and it's not long before they're feeling each other out. Typically, for the movie's insistence on maintaining mundane realities, their breakthrough occurs after they've spent several days passing each other in their neighborhood's narrow streets, while individually they collect their lonely takeout dinners. Soon the two are acting out their fantasies of their faithless spouse's first night together. They meet in a hotel for their own tryst, but nothing happens. Finally, they settle into a friendship, though not an easygoing one. This all requires an almost exhaustive attention to detail, but it's remarkable how often that detail turns out to be centered on Cheung. The actress wears Cheung Sams through the movie, those high-neck, nearly sleeveless dresses that are shaped to the body's contour and feature thigh-high slits on the sides. Cheung doesn't merely look terrific in these evocative dresses. She uses them to maintain her posture and a strangely affecting walk. The walk is the rhythmic source for the movie's score, an oddly paced tune of melancholy which alternates with period tunes by Nat King Cole. Wong's most effective weapon, though, is simply a close-up on Cheung's face. In one scene, Chan tries to catch her husband in her neighbor's room while seeming to be on an innocuous visit. She never gets beyond the door, and she never lets down her mask of innocence. But the camera stays motionless, transfixed by Cheung's face as she mouths the sort of inane pleasantries that disguise a broken, heaving heart. It's a moment worthy of Dietrich and von Sternberg, and you can't get any more deliriously romantic than that.
Henry Sheehan is film critic for the Orange County Register.